Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Prosperity Bible, the greatest writings of all time on the secrets to wealth and prosperity, is a large anthology of classic prosperity and self-improvement texts, edited to present a historical overview of wealth philosophy rather than a single authorial argument. It gathers writings associated with the New Thought and success literature traditions, including work by Wallace D. Wattles, Napoleon Hill, Benjamin Franklin, James Allen, Florence Scovel Shinn, Charles F. Hanel, Joseph Murphy, and others. The book is not a step-by-step business manual in the modern sense. Instead, it argues that prosperity begins in thought, character, spiritual alignment, and disciplined action. Its purpose is to collect influential texts that shape the idea that money, achievement, and personal fulfillment can be cultivated through mental habits, ethical conduct, and purposeful focus. As an anthology, it is useful both as a reference to the prosperity canon and as a window into the broader philosophy behind self-help traditions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a curated anthology of the prosperity canon. The defining feature of this book is its anthology format. Rather than advancing one continuous thesis, it assembles a wide range of foundational writings on wealth, character, and achievement into a single volume. That structure matters because it shows how prosperity thinking developed across different writers and traditions. From practical financial advice to spiritualized models of success, readers encounter not only Wallace D. Wattles, but also Benjamin Franklin, James Allen, Napoleon Hill, and others whose work shaped modern self-help culture. This makes the book valuable as a comparative text. It lets readers see recurring ideas such as thrift, concentration, persistence, faith, and self-reliance appearing in different forms. The collection also reveals how prosperity literature blends moral instruction with practical ambition. In that sense, the book is less a single method than a curated map of a larger intellectual movement. Its range is a strength because it allows readers to study both the continuity and variation within prosperity philosophy. Secondly, Wattles and the idea that thought shapes material conditions, Wallace D. Wattles is central to the book because his writings supply some of its most explicit theory about how wealth is created. In his work, thought is not merely motivational. It is treated as causative. He presents the universe as responding to a formless intelligent substance, meaning that clear mental images, sustained belief, and definite purpose help shape outward results. This logic gives the prosperity tradition its distinctive metaphysical character. Wealth is not explained only through labor or market skill, but through the alignment of mind with a larger order. The book therefore emphasizes mental discipline as a practical force, not just an attitude. Wattles also insists that clarity matters. Vague desire produces vague results, while focused intention directs action more effectively. This makes his contribution important to the anthology because it forms the bridge between spiritual belief and everyday effort. His writings help define the collection as a school of applied thought, where internal conviction is presented as a precondition for external achievement. Thirdly, gratitude, faith, and purposeful action as a practical system. A recurring pattern in the book is the combination of inner disposition and outward behavior. Gratitude is presented as more than a moral virtue. It is treated as a mental discipline that strengthens attention, steadies emotion, and supports continued effort. Faith plays a similar role. It is not passive optimism, but confidence that keeps a person moving toward a chosen goal even before visible evidence appears. Purposeful action completes the system. Across the prosperity tradition represented here, readers are repeatedly told that thoughts must be translated into conduct, because belief without action is incomplete. This is one reason the book remains influential. It does not reduce prosperity to wishing. Instead, it links mental focus with habits such as persistence, efficiency, and self-command. The anthology shows how different authors reinforce this pattern from different angles, whether through character, willpower, concentration, or spiritual affirmation. The result is a practical framework in which emotional discipline and daily behavior are inseparable from the pursuit of wealth. Fourthly, wealth as moral and spiritual development, not mere accumulation. The book consistently frames prosperity in broader terms than money alone. In many of the included writings, wealth is tied to character, usefulness, health, confidence, and the ability to live well. This is a significant distinction because it separates the anthology from purely financial advice. The underlying message is that material abundance should be connected to personal growth and ethical development. For example, Franklin-style thrift, Allen-style self-mastery, and Wattles-style spiritual alignment all imply that prosperity is legitimate when it supports a fuller life rather than selfish excess. This moral framing also explains why the book appeals to readers interested in self-improvement as much as finance. It treats money as one expression of a larger state of order, discipline, and usefulness. The book therefore belongs to a tradition that sees prosperity as a sign of inner organization. That view is persuasive to readers who want a philosophy of abundance that includes conduct, purpose, and personal responsibility, instead of treating wealth as an isolated goal. Lastly, Strengths and Limitations of a Classic Prosperity Compilation. The book stands out because it preserves a historically important intellectual tradition in one place. But that same feature also shapes its limitations. As a compilation, it offers breadth rather than a single unified system, so readers should not expect a modern, evidence-based financial strategy or a tightly edited argument. Many of the texts rely on spiritual assumptions, moral generalizations, and early self-help concepts that reflect their time. For contemporary readers, this can be both a strength and a challenge. The strength is that the anthology gives direct access to influential ideas that help define success literature and continue to influence personal development writing. The challenge is that the book works best as a philosophical and historical resource, not as a practical guide to investing, career planning, or budgeting. Its value lies in how it reveals the roots of prosperity thinking and the recurring belief that mental discipline, character, and faith shape outcomes. Readers who understand that context will get the most from it. In conclusion, The Prosperity Bible is best suited for readers who want to study the foundations of prosperity literature rather than simply read another modern self-help book. It will be especially useful for people interested in the history of New Thought, the origins of success culture, and the recurring idea that wealth begins with mental discipline and character formation. Readers who appreciate Wallace D. Wattles will find his contributions especially important, but the broader anthology also shows how his ideas fit into a much larger tradition that includes Franklin, Allen, Hill, Shin, Murphy, and others. That makes the book useful as both a source of practical reflection and a historical document, compared with narrower books on money or motivation. It stands out for its range and its ability to show how spiritual, moral, and personal development themes were woven into one prosperity philosophy. Its main benefit is not technical instruction, but perspective. It helps readers understand how classic self-help thinkers linked thought, gratitude, faith, and action to the idea of abundance. For anyone researching the roots of prosperity teaching or looking for a broad anthology of influential success writings, this is a distinctive and informative volume. If you would like to support Wallace D. Wattles, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.